Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we're diving into an insightful topic that continues to shape the financial services industry, customer acquisition. Specifically, how effective direct mail strategies have proven to be indispensable tools for brands looking to attract new customers. This isn't just theory, it's backed by compelling case studies and data that solidify direct mail as a core marketing strategy. Let's start with an eye-opener. According to a study by ISG Research commissioned by Sequel Response, a whopping 88% of financial services marketers reported that direct mail performance has either improved or stayed the same over the past year. Why is direct mail so effective, you ask? Well, the financial services industry is fiercely competitive. With such high profit potential, everyone from big-name banks to nimble startups is vying for the same customers. Given the high lifetime value of these customers, financial institutions are willing to invest heavily in pinpoint marketing strategies. Despite the digital onslaught, customers often become desensitized to digital ads, making direct mail a refreshing change. So how do brands use direct mail to their advantage? Let's talk specifics. Credit card issuers, mortgage lenders, wealth management firms, fintech companies, and so many others are leveraging direct mail to stand out. One compelling stat: 39% of financial services marketers report an average direct mail cost per acquisition of less than $99, with some even hitting below $74. Essentially, direct mail isn't just about being the loudest voice in the room, it's about getting the right message to the right people. Take, for example, a debt settlement company that turned to direct mail after exhausting their digital options. Sequel Response helped them design a campaign that brought in 22,000 new customers in a year, with a staggering ROI of 39 times, driving $1 billion in new debt annually. One crucial point is how financial institutions handle direct mail programs. Nearly half do it in-house, primarily due to budget constraints. However, partnering with a full-service direct marketing agency can significantly amplify your campaign's performance. Imagine achieving a 35% higher response rate and an 11.4% conversion rate on targeted segments, results that an in-house team might struggle to replicate. Quality data is another cornerstone. Financial services marketers emphasize direct mail's ability to target high-quality audiences. Robust offline data, including purchasing habits and demographics, allows precise audience segmentation, leading to higher conversion rates and an improved customer experience. One case study that highlights this involves a regional bank frustrated by poor digital campaign performance. Sequel implemented a radius-based targeting approach that tripled digital conversion rates and boosted the yearly conversion rate by 75%. Speaking of integration, aligning direct mail with other channels like email, web video, and even social media only amplifies your reach. For example, a leading financial services brand saw a 23% increase in sales rates and a 36% revenue growth by integrating direct mail with pre-roll video ads. Wrapping up, direct mail in financial services is far from obsolete. It's a powerhouse for customer acquisition, backed by data and real-world success stories. Thinking about your next campaign? Remember, sometimes the best way to a customer's heart and wallet is through the mailbox. Tune in next time, where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!